In graph theory, a graph is a mathematical structure. It has vertices and edges, and we are interested in pairwise relationships. A Hamiltonian path is a walk that visits each vertex exactly once, as opposed to a Eulerian path which visits each edge exactly once. See the seven bridges of Königsberg. Hamilton was interested in paths and cycles, end up where you started, on the Platonic solids. The Hamiltonian cycle of the dodecahedron. Do the natural numbers, n, have a Hamiltonian path such that they can be arranged into an order whereby adjacent numbers add to a square number? The smallest number for which this is possible is n equals 15. The vertices 1 and 3 both have 3 associated edges. The vertices 8 and 9 both have only 1 associated edge. We have 15 vertices and 15 edges, and we only need 14 edges. We can begin our Hamiltonian path at 8 or 9 and in both cases miss the edge between 1 and 3. Hence, the natural numbers 1, 15 can be ordered either 8, 1, 15, 10, 6, 3, 13, 12, 14, 11, 14, 2, 7, 9. Or 9, 7, 2, 14, 11, 5, 4, 12, 13, 6, 10, 15, 1, 8. Note that the number of permutations of 15 things is 1,307,674,368,000. We can add 16 to 9 and 17 to 8 and have Hamiltonian paths for n equals 16 and n equals 17. However, it breaks down for n equals 18. There is no path. There are no paths for n equals 19, 20, 21, or 22, but we have a path for n equals 23. Note that 18 has only one edge and starts from there. The path is 18, 7, 9, 16, 20, 5, 11, 14, 2, 23, 12, 4, 21, 15, 10, 6, 19, 17, 8, 1, 3, 22. Then n equals 24 has no path. The numbers n equals 25 through to n equals 299 have all been tested and all have paths. Number theory meets graph theory. Copyright Old Trout 2018.